That's what I would say. We just sort of run down on each other.
Run down on each other, yeah.
Yeah. Some people say, oh, guess who I met on Canal Street?
Okay.
And they'll say, surprise me, I ran down on such and such a person.
Now, the type of animals that you have at your farm, a male in a herd of cattle is called a...
We have a bull. We have a cow, a milk cow.
Right.
We have a calf, two calves, and we have 13 goats, a billy goat and nanny goats.
Okay. Now, when you drive, the things that you used to drive a cart with, do you remember those old-time things they drive a cart with?
Mm-hmm.
What did they call them? They'd be a, if there were two of them, you'd say you had a...
You call it a cart, a wagon.
And you drove them with a...
You mean a shaft that you can push a cart?
Yeah, what animals would you use for?
Well, you could use a billy goat to pull a small cart.
Okay.
And
a wagon you'd use.
And you, not a bull, but they do have an animal that'll pull one.
If you had two of these, you'd say you had a what?
A pair.
A pair
of billy goats.
Okay, or you might use a pair of what? What else? Any other kind of animal?
A horse, a mule.
Yeah, if you had two of these two wagons, you'd say, well, I had a...
Well, I'd say I had two mules,
okay.
Two horses. I wouldn't say I had a pair.
A pair of mules?
No, I wouldn't say a pair. I'd say two mules. Oh, I feel like a pair would be a male and a female. Would it?
I think so. Do you remember those big animals that looked like bulls that used to pull wagons? They were real strong.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of them, but I've seen it on TV, and I've saw it in books, but I forgot what you call them.
Okay. The male horse is a...
Is a horse, and the female is a mare.
The male they call a what?
A horse, a stud.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a cow, you call a calf a heifer. That's a female calf, is a heifer.
Yeah. Did you like to ride?
The horse? No. I almost fell off him once and I never got back on him.
So you did?
I just like to fool with him. I like to feed him and lead him around and put the kids on him and lead him around with the kids.
But you've never
rode him. I imagine I could have if I had stuck to it, but I just didn't want to fall.
You could have?
Rode it, but I didn't want to. So, I let the children ride.
All right. Now, say a little child fell out of his bed, was in bed. Say a little child was in bed one night, and he woke up in the morning and he was lying on the floor. You say, I must have...
Oh, he fell out the bed.
Fell out the bed?
I wouldn't say I dropped him. I would say he must have fell off the bed, or rolled off the bed.
Okay. Now, a horse has what? A horse has...
A hoof.
Yeah, he has four...
Four legs.
Four...
4 feet. Everyone has a hoof on it.
Yeah. You have to shoe all four...
Yeah.
All four of them.
I don't know. Do you call it a hoof on a horse?
Well, he...
A foot. I guess you call it a foot because you have to put a shoe on it.
Okay.
A horse foot. A cow has a hoof. A goat has a hoof. And a...
Has four, but four.
Yeah. Yeah. So is a pig.
They have to trim his what? Trim all his...
The horse... They say he trim his shoe.
Trim his hoof? Have you ever seen him trim?
Yeah. Because we trim our horse. We take a file and file him down.
File his what? File his...
File his shoe down. We call that a shoe. We file the shoe down. But now, a hoof is a split thing. A hoof is a cow with one split.
Yeah.